Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Monday, March 18th, 2024 in the Gregorian calendar, and the 8th of Adar, 5784 in the Hebrew calendar. At the end of this show, we have a special note from the former ambassador from Canada to Israel, who broke news to us while we were at the Knesset that a bill is going to the House in Canada today. The bill calls for the creation of a Palestinian state. She tells us why she does not support it. Now, let's get to the news. In a precise operation executed under detailed intelligence, the IDF took control of the Al-Shifa hospital complex in Gaza, targeting senior Hamas operatives using the facility for terrorist activities. More than 80 suspects, including terrorists, were detained amid intense clashes within the hospital premises. The operation was meticulously planned based on the hospital's routine during Ramadan to ensure minimal harm to civilians. The operation was launched around 2:30 a.m. By the afternoon, troops had killed a senior Hamas commander, according to the IDF, and 20 other gunmen. During this operation, one Israeli soldier was killed as well. The IDF announced the death of 20-year-old Staff Sergeant Matan Vinogradov of the Nahal Brigade's 932nd Battalion. He was killed in action during the operation at Al-Shifa Hospital. This brought the IDF's military death toll since the start of the ground operation in Gaza to 250. May his family and community find peace after the news of his death, which came just early today on Monday, March 18th. An imam, who also was a Hamas terrorist from a local mosque in Hebron, triggered infiltration alerts in the Jewish part of Hebron after he shot his gun at Jewish people walking by. He'd been stationed in a Palestinian cemetery. The man had been hiding out with his AK-47 rifle and aimed at a young Jewish man and a child that was nearby. IDF forces quickly responded to the scene, shooting and killing the man without any Israeli casualties. The 20-year-old Jewish boy said when he heard the first rounds of gunfire ring out, he noticed a small child in front of him and told that child to duck down. There was only 8 meters between the victims and the shooter. IDF officers came to the scene and were given details about what the shooter looked like, and within 6 minutes, soldiers were able to neutralize him in the cemetery. Explosive rockets known as Burkans, which is a heavy-duty missile, were launched toward the civilian city of Kiryat Shmona in Israel's north. These rockets, known for their high explosive power, had previously been used by Hezbollah against IDF bases, but not at civilian targets. The rockets miraculously missed the city, preventing death and damage in what marks the first attack of its kind on a civilian arena. This also marks a significant escalation in the conflict between the Iranian proxy group Hezbollah and Israel. The Israeli government unanimously approved the establishment of a National Day of Remembrance on the 24th of Tishrei, commemorating the tragedy that occurred on October 7th and Operation Iron Swords. The government also announced plans to rename the operation in a manner similar to the Yom Kippur War. A special state ceremony is planned for October 7th next year, 2024, to mark the Gregorian date of the terrorist attack. This day aims to honor the memory of those lost in the tragedy and the subsequent military operation. Those news bites you just heard were powered by our new partner, Bernie News Network, or BNN. For fast and precise updates, you can join BNN on WhatsApp and Telegram by going to their site, bernie.news. I want to thank all of you for your interest in Israeli affairs, Israeli politics, our world politics. I also want to thank all of you who personally finance and fund the Israel Daily News Podcast with monthly contributions. You can support us by going over to israeldailynews.org and clicking on donate. We have a donate button. You can contribute whatever feels good to you. In response for your contribution, I'll send a handwritten thank you note to show my appreciation. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. 2, you can share the show with a friend. And 3, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at israeldaily.news. As well as Shanna Fold, my name has 2 N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. You can also follow us on Twitter at Israel Podcast. Israeli negotiators led by Mossad chief David Barnea arrived today, so that's Monday, for talks in Qatar on a temporary Gaza truce and release of Israeli hostages held by terror groups in the Gaza Strip. Discussions were expected to cover gaps between Israel and Hamas, including the potential release of Palestinian prisoners and humanitarian aid to Gaza. Israel's security cabinet set, quote, red lines for negotiations, emphasizing flexibility from both sides. However, there has been no word or understanding about what those red lines are. The negotiations could take at least 2 weeks, with the team empowered to make some decisions without cabinet approval. In an effort to expedite the process, there are reports saying that nothing is going to happen without the approval of Yahya Sinwar, and that it takes about 24 to 36 hours to get any message to him. During a cabinet meeting on Sunday, former science minister Ofir Akunis was unanimously appointed Israel's consul general in New York. Akunis says he understands that he comes to the role during a moment where anti-Semitism is rampant in the United States and within the world of American academia. Netanyahu emphasized the importance of Akunis protecting the truth in his new and important role. The UJA Federation of New York's CEO Eric Goldstein welcomed Akunis' appointment. The science portfolio of Akunis will be taken over by Intelligence Minister Gila Gamliel, with the intelligence portfolio being absorbed into the Prime Minister's office. Congratulations to Mr. Minister Akunis. Canadian legislators are set to vote on a non-binding motion supporting Palestinian statehood proposed by the left-leaning New Democratic Party, or NDP. The motion has drawn criticism from Israel and could cause political tensions within the ruling Liberal Party, which relies on NDP support. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh accuses Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of not doing enough to end the Gaza conflict, while Trudeau has paused non-lethal military exports to Israel and taken a critical stance on the military campaign in Gaza. The motion calls for Canada to recognize a state of Palestine, suspend military trade with Israel, and demand a ceasefire. Division within the Liberal caucus over Gaza policy is evident. The Israeli ambassador condemns the vote, warning it could escalate violence. NDP officials express hope for liberal support, emphasizing alignment with international law. The vote was expected to happen around 4 p.m. Eastern Time over in Canada. Let's hear a briefing from the former Canadian ambassador to Israel, Vivian Berkovici, who now lives and works in Tel Aviv.
I think that it's probably the least appropriate time possible. It's indescribably insensitive. So maybe you could characterize that as a reward. I just don't understand it on any level. But look, the Liberal Party of Canada, which is allowing a free vote in the House on this motion, and the New Democratic Party, which is a socialist party, which is introducing the bill, these are parties that do not support the State of Israel, in my view. And have certainly been robustly defending Hamas, not just post-October 7th, what happened here, but also defending Hamas and pro-Hamas forces on the streets of Canada.
What do you think is going to be the ripple effect of this bill going through tomorrow?
I think you're going to see tomorrow in particular a lot of shock, horror. Oh, my gosh, we can't believe this. I don't think that at the moment, and I say this with great regret, I don't think that Canada is at all highly regarded internationally under Justin Trudeau, the current prime minister. So I don't know that there's going to be a bunch of countries following on and following Justin's lead. But it will certainly lead to a lot of talk and attention.
Well, the vote is not understood to lead to any meaningful, immediate change, but it could cause major political tensions. Canada is the only nation out of the G7 group of industrialized countries to create such a vote. And we'll be back with you to let you know what happens. All right. Well, that is it for today's show. Today is Monday, March 18th, 2024. Tel Aviv has a low of 14 degrees Celsius and a high of 21 degrees. That's 58 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 69 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. The Israel Weekly News Wrap is a newsletter with the top 5 stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. And of course, we have a personal note from me at the top. We're calling it the letter from the editor these days. You can sign up for that at israeldailynews.org. A big thank you goes out to our social media director, Michelle Milner. I'll send you off with a song called Livchon Nachon by Morty Weinstein, Idan Tamler, and Nicole Raviv. This is a cover song done beautifully. Enjoy it. Have a great and productive day and an excellent week. Shavua Tov, everyone.
Basof hakol mitnakez elay, inyan shel zaviyot. אני לא מבין רמזים אולי, צבעים ואותיות. מבט חטוף אל עצמי ודי, רק לא להסתכל. מה שבפנים כבר בפנים מדי, קוראים לזה הרגל. מתי אלמד לבחור נכון, להאמין? שטוב בלי להביט שוב לאחור לבחור נכון
אותו הכל מדבר אליי פוגש בי בלילות הולך מבלי להבין לאן האם אדע לחזור חטוף מסביב ודי יותר כבר לא אפול יש ילד שמסתכל אליי קוראים לזה לגדול
מתי אלמד לבחור נכון להאמין לראות שטוב בלי להביט שוב לאחור להאמין לראות שטוב בלי להביט שוב לאחור
לבחור נכון
בסוף הכל מתחבר אליי עניין של חלומות היא מתעורר בדיוק בזמן אולי אוכל לזכור בדוק יש מי ששומר עליי נותן לי את הכוחות עוד לא מצאתי תשובה אבל קוראים לזה לחיות מתי אלמד לבחור נכון להאמין לראות שטוב שוב לבחור נכון